Who was this man? What was it?
Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling All Night Weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave wishing you a healthy and happy Thanksgiving, albeit several days early. But I'll focus on weather impacts to the holiday. First, a pretty healthy jet stream over the continental United States, which will drive two main weather systems, one affecting the East Coast tonight and tomorrow. The second system will affect us Thanksgiving Day and Friday. First, temperature-wise, the eastern U.S. will be well below average, colder than normal this week, really feeling like winter through New England and the mid-Atlantic states with lots of cold wind. The Midwest and West will be warmer than average. Tuesday and especially Wednesday will be the best travel days, which works out pretty well since Wednesday is the busiest travel day for Thanksgiving. Tuesday, we'll have to deal with some lake effect snows that's affecting the Great Lakes, especially western New York and upper Michigan, with 1 to 3 inches of snow accumulations. We'll look at the rest of the country in my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling All Night. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling All Night.
I feel like it should be Motown Monday. You want to do Motown Monday? Scrap all this talk and just do Motown Monday? Oh, those program directors are getting really nervous now. Is he really going to do that? Is he really going to do that? Do we have ASCAP and BMI licenses? I don't know. Why wasn't this a hit for the Temptations? This is one of the greatest songs ever, and it wasn't a hit. Well, we clearly need the police involved. Detective Vic Ferrari. When you're a retired police detective, Vic Ferrari, do they still call you detective? Is that your official title, or do you have to say I'm retired?
I just go by Vic these days, Walter, and thank you for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
Vic Ferrari, retired New York City police detective who has written many books and has great stories for us. And every single week, Vic Ferrari is on Sterling on Sunday. Great to talk to you. How was your week? You having a nice holiday season?
I have been struggling with Christmas shopping and my fantasy football team, but, you know, I'm hanging in there.
And you're in Florida, right?
I am.
So we hate you.
I've heard that before.
What, it was about 88 today?
No, it was actually probably in the mid-70s, a little rain, but I can't complain.
All right, so now can I beg you to get a little closer to the mouthpiece of your phone?
Absolutely.
All right. Now listen, the reason I wanted to talk to you live tonight, Vic Ferrari, retired New York City police detective, is that this defund the police nonsense didn't seem to work out, but this is a two-part question. I never heard the definition of what defunding the police meant. Clearly, not every police department was going to have all of their funding taken away. No police department was going to have all of their funding taken away. So how much funding was taken away from the departments like in Portland that were defunded?
I don't know as much. I don't know if they actually, like a place like Portland, which is kind of out there, or Seattle. I don't know if it was as much as they were defunding it, or they were allocating the funds to go somewhere else, or they were just kind of blowing smoke. But their workplace, I think Minneapolis was one of those places where they basically just said, we don't want the money anymore. You know, what's sad in this country is a lot of police departments, the federal government comes to police departments and says, hey, we're going to give you grants, and we're going to give you X amount of money per year. And There's always strings attached. So for argument's sake, if they give a police department, let's say, $15 million a year, small police department, they expect a certain amount of DUI enforcement. And how do you show DUI enforcement? Well, you show it with checkpoints, you show it with wolf packs, you also show it with arrests. So whenever federal money goes out to these police departments, there's always strings attached. And basically the federal government is imposing their will on these police departments because they make them dependent on this money, and they want them to carry out their agenda.
And among your policemen friends, what's the reaction been to the defund the police movement?
Oh, anybody in law enforcement, and I think anybody with a calm, clear head knows it's nonsense. It's these activists that basically want to abolish police departments and then have the federal government run everything. And it's nonsense. I mean, last year you had this poor woman who was a Black Lives Matter activist who was murdered in June of 2020 by a serial killer in Florida. And she was out there wanting to defund the police and everything. And sadly, she was murdered by a serial killer down here in Florida. And who solved her crime? The police. So, I mean, these people that want to abolish the police, I mean, who are you going to call, Ghostbusters? I mean, you either have to arm yourself or there's no other alternative. You need the police.
Vic Ferrari, retired New York City police detective. You're working on a book. What's the name of your book?
I just got my newest book out called NYPD Law and Disorder. It's available now on Amazon.
What's it about?
It's loaded with funny stories of my 20-year NYPD career where things that you wouldn't expect to go wrong in law enforcement but do. It's just funny stories of the characters I worked with and the situations I got myself involved in.
And what's the name of the book again?
NYPD Law and Disorder by Vic Ferrari.
Vic, you're a great friend of mine, a great friend of the show, and thank you very much. I hope you have a fantastic Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Walter, and thank you.
Okay, you bet. Coming up in just seconds, you and I are going to talk about the horror of Christmas lights. In just seconds, Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hula, Muskegon, Michigan. Stone structure, swamp, government shuts down Oak Island search. Details later on Sterling at Night.
Hear the story about the multi-millionaire dog that just bought Madonna's old house. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
$19.95. You got that? It's $20. $20 in your pocket to invest in the pillow you've heard about all your life. You've wondered about the My Pillow. You've wondered about the My Pillow pillow. You've heard about it and you're like, gee, maybe I should try it. And then you look at the price and it's like, $60 for a pillow? No way. Well, for you, and just for you, Sterling on Sunday listener, I said to the MyPillow people, you have to give us a special deal. And the special deal is $19.99. Instead of $69.99, it's $19.99, but only for you. You go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. In the center square, it says broadcast offers. Click on it and then type in my name, Walter. Type in my name, Walter, and you will see before your eyes the price drop. You will see the price drop. It's a pretty cool thing to watch. It isn't like you have to do a mailing in the mail or coupons or none of that crap. You put in my name, Walter, and you'll see the prices drop before you get to the cart online at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Get a $19.99 MyPillow made in the USA. Filled with patented material that stays cool all night, and you can wash it whenever you want. Keeps its shape. And you're going to stay at other places during the holidays, other people's houses, other hotels, wherever you're going to stay, you will feel safe because you have the MyPillow, your pillow. You know what shenanigans it's been through. Go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Click the center square that says broadcast offers. And then type in my name, Walter, and watch the prices drop for you. MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Clarity Kitchen produces high-quality edible products infused with CBD. Chef Emily has crafted delicious cookies, incredible brownies, and great-tasting all-natural CBD tea in bags. Plus, Clarity Kitchen's fast-acting water-soluble CBD powder is great in coffee, tea, juice, and even just tap water or bottled water. Delicious flavors like blue raspberry, pomegranate, lemon lime, lemon, or plain. Fast-acting CBD helps relieve some pains and anxiety in minutes. Are you sick of all of the pills and you're looking for something more natural? Then please go to GetSomeClarity.com to order some of these terrific products. And at checkout, use the promo code WALTER for 10% off of your order. And that's exclusive to you, Sterling on Sunday listeners. Clarity Kitchen's goal is to provide everyone with the health benefits that cannabis offers delivered in delicious but affordable edible products. Order at GetSomeClarity.com. Remember to use the promo code WALTER and get 10% off.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Long John Neville.
It contains a circus act by the name of the Flying Fools.
All right, it's you and me live. That's right, it's a three-hour big radio show. Live, it's 18 past the hour. But I really think what we should do tonight is Motown Monday. You got all these nervous program directors going, well, you know, it doesn't really fit in. No, it doesn't fit in with the rest of your boring programming, your pathetic, boring programming, screaming at the Democrats. We tried to do something different, something entertaining. That's why we move product. Florida homeowner faces up to $1,000 in fines for early holiday light display. James Parker brings us the Florida news. This tops all Florida news. A Florida homeowner faces up to $1,000 in fines for early holiday light display. A Florida homeowner is in big trouble. His name is Michael Maffa. Is facing potential penalties of up to $100 per day and a maximum of $1,000 if he doesn't remove the colorful Christmas lights. If he doesn't remove his colorful Christmas lights, can you imagine? Wait, where's this report? Actually, I think I'm prepared. Yeah, listen to this. His Christmas lights. Hold on a sec. Let's dump the Motown Monday. I can't do Motown Monday and this other thing. There we go. I tell you, it's very complicated. Play it.
The homeowner tells me he just wanted to get into the holiday spirit, and you can see some of that here behind me, the lights that he's put around his house, but now he's facing fines for it.
At the Maffa house, Christmas has come early this year.
With the holidays and the pandemic, I think the kids wanted something that's a little bit more bright to look at.
Shortly after Halloween, the family decided to put up Christmas lights outside their West Chase home. Days later, they received a letter that they are in violation of HOA rules. Decorations cannot be put up until Thanksgiving Day, and they could be fined $100 a day.
Right before Christmas. Merry Christmas to us. Yeah. I mean, who could be a Grinch to kind of just send this out? I don't know.
So, is it holiday humbug or just asking people to play by the rules? Eight on Your Side went to the West Chase Community Association. They referred us to their attorney, who says a neighbor complained about the lights.
They complained about either the lights or the decorations, which led the community manager to investigate it.
Attorney Jonathan Ellis tells us the rules are homeowners from putting up year-round holiday decorations. But he says there may be a solution.
If there's enough of the community that wants that changed, I believe generally the community association.
Can you imagine they have to now go to most of the community to get most of the community to agree to letting them put up Christmas lights? Let me help you with this. You should be able to put up Christmas lights whenever you want. and they should be as gaudy and inappropriate as you want. Because what? What? Oh, this is America. This homeowners association, HOA, I always thought that meant Herb Oscar Anderson, but the homeowners association, they're in charge of your life, and you live in one of those communities. That's why I would never live in one of those communities. I would never live in a community with a homeowners association. What a horror show. Here they're saying to him, you take down the lights, you can't put them up till Thanksgiving. Well, guess what? A lot of these lights are complicated, that have complex control boards and take a long time to put up. My lights, they take one plug. The complexity of putting up our Christmas lights is, where can we find the extension cord? Who's got the extension cord? That's it for us. But I'll tell you what should be required, what should be mandatory. You put up Christmas lights, they must be down on December 26th. Don't give me any of this nonsense about the 12 days of Christmas. I'll tell you when the 12 days of Christmas start and stop. They stop on December 25th. Then count backwards when the 12 days of Christmas are. I say that all Christmas lights should be taken down by December 26th. I don't care when you put them up, but take them down by December 26th. Sometimes you'll go into a community and they're up in February. They're up for Valentine's Day. It's tacky and cheesy, like you. Tacky and cheesy, like you. Here's my phone number. You and I can talk about this, but I am right. 888-688-WALT. Live on Sunday. That's tonight. 888-688-9258. Or you can read the vanity plate, and it says 888-688-WALT. And you and I can talk. I can't believe some of these communities, though, where these people who are, you know, working normal jobs, spend their whole year and every extra penny they've got to buy and put up Christmas lights. And they've got these complex control boards in their garage to control the Christmas lights, timers, LED systems, sound effects that are coordinated with the lights, that are synced up with the lights, and they build these from scratch themselves because they're insane. If you can do that with your Christmas lights, you could have a much better job. You should be able to do a much better, much higher paying job, and then hire someone to come and do your lights. That's been my fantasy most of my life. No, not that fantasy. My fantasy most of my life is to pay somebody to come and do my lights. In every community, there's a company that will come and do your lights, especially those lights that are on the roof, that cover the roof. That I want somebody else to do. But these are hard things. And then, you know, when I was growing up in Maplewood, New Jersey, it was a competition. Your Christmas lights were part of a competition to see who had the best lights in the community, the second best, and the third best. My dad, an insanely creative man, usually won that competition, and it wasn't because we put up fancy things. He used to make them out of stovepipes, and he'd cut out aluminum silhouettes of the three wise men. It was his ingenuity. He used to put up clever lights that couldn't be duplicated. It was his ingenuity that would win the award. But other people, they'd pay to win the award. They'd go to R&S Strauss, or they'd go to Two Guys and buy every single cheesy decoration there was and put them up on their front lawn, and they'd expect to win, but they usually didn't win. They usually didn't win. Guys like my dad usually won because they were clever. However, this homeowners association says you can't put up anything until Thanksgiving. That's just wrong. You put them up whenever you want. I can't believe that this became an issue in this Florida community. What? What? Oh, that's right. It was a Florida community, a crazy Florida community where they're all nuts. They're all nuts. The problem in living in Florida, I lived in Fort Lauderdale for a year. The problem of living in Florida is that it is designed to do nothing. Every community in Florida is built around the concept, the basic concept of do nothing. Yeah, Michael Ewing, I know you're listening right now in Sebring, Florida, and I am grateful for our affiliate in Sebring, and I'm grateful for our affiliate in South Florida at 660 a crazy affiliate in 660. Our affiliate in Orlando at 660, they air this show three times. And I appreciate the fact that you air it three times. Three times. I am not surprised that a Florida Homeowners Association has said, no, you can't do anything until Thanksgiving. Well, what? Somebody in Florida finally showed some initiative and ambition and determination, and they wanted to put up decorations before Thanksgiving. Unheard of. Unheard of. Usually people in Florida, you know, for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, they'll put up stuff in, you know, around January 1st. Dan in Wisconsin, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT.
Yes.
Hello, Dan.
Hello, sir. I agree with you that people should have, I guess you should say, the freedom. It shouldn't be a law, per se, that decorations shouldn't go up. But people have been putting them up for the last few weeks in my neighborhood, and quite frankly, it is diluting one of the most special times of year. I agree with you, they should not be on after Christmas, but they shouldn't be on before Thanksgiving. They're just diluting the season.
Will you go outside now with that overpriced iPhone you have and take a picture of any one of your neighbor's decorations? Would you do that for me?
I could, for sure. I could give you several houses, yeah.
Okay, do that. Then you email it to me, WalterMSterling@gmail, WalterMSterling@gmail. And I'll put them on my Instagram account. Now, Dan, more importantly, how's the show? How do you like the show?
Your show?
Yes, sir.
I find it very interesting. I discovered it last year working my third shift sheriff patrol, and it was very, very interesting. I still find it very interesting. I do like it, and I like your opinion, sir. I like to debate them, too, though.
That's good. Now, you're a sheriff? You work as a sheriff? Hello, you work as a sheriff?
Yes.
Yes,
sir.
All right. And you're usually working the third shift?
Well, I was. I no longer do, but I was.
Was almost everybody you arrested only in their wife beater undershirt?
No, as a matter of fact, none of them that I can remember.
Hey, Dan, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you very much for listening to Sterling on Sunday. You and I can talk live at 888-688-WALT. I say you should be able to put up your Christmas decorations whenever you want, but you must be obligated by law to take them down on December 26th. That's when they should come down. All right, coming up, we have a lot of stuff for you. It's a very big show. I don't know if you can handle it. We'll continue in just seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday. Pay no attention to the noises in the background.
Sterling all night weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. The first freezing temperatures for the season are expected in New York City and the upper Hudson Valley of New Jersey. That's tomorrow night, with a little bit of rain off and on till then. Heavy rains along the eastern coast of Florida and parts of the south and east Texas, too. Otherwise, pretty dry, especially in California, where the Santa Ana winds are blowing again. Temperatures 15 to 20 degrees above normal, and no real rain in sight, at least through the end of November and beginning of December, aside from some rain in extreme Northern California. The rest of California and the West are fearing wildfires again with very low humidities. The exception, Washington and Oregon, with more rain due tomorrow night and snow in the higher elevations. If you're betting on Las Vegas, windy temperatures near 70 for daytime highs, falling to the lower 60s by Thanksgiving. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling all night. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour only on Sterling all night.
This is the turkey edition of the usual edition, a non-binary holiday. How do you sex a turkey? Our free-range expert, Grit Regret, has this answer from Mr. Gobble's Turkey Farm and Pie in Cayuga County.
You look at it straight on. If they are kind of have a square shape to them, they're going to be a male. And if they have a narrow, smaller head, they're going to be a female.
Let's take a deep dive into completely organic turkey poop. Please welcome Greta Gary for this coop update on turkey living conditions moments before you eat them.
That's the original ground level here, this dip. And up here, this mound here is just excrement. That's how much excrement is left on the ground here. So this whole shed full of innocent beings, covered in infections, living on their own feces. Does this really embody the spirit of Christmas? This is what I want to ask you and your family before you sit down and dine on the bodies of these birds. They lived a life of suffering so you could celebrate your Christmas tradition when you can easily choose something that doesn't involve this suffering.
All turkey farms are owned by Republicans. Now, we explore a fine Thanksgiving tradition. Music, the joy of the season. Thanksgiving music.
Turkey in the straw, turkey in the hay. Here all the mama twist them up behind Tucker Hall and hit a mama too called Turkey in the Straw.
That's our theme. We love to square dance in the public radio cafeteria. Our contest is done for the most annoying Thanksgiving guest. Good morning, most annoying guest.
I am here to walk you through my skincare and red lip routine. So I'm really excited to spend my morning with you. Let's do it.
So annoying. I must go now and watch a brand new Star Trek. Yes, brand new Star Trek. I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz.
This edition of The Usual Edition and All Things Expensive is made possible by a grant from ASMR University and Flatbed Truck Drivers of America, who can't wait to repo your car the right way in front of your neighbors. And now, tunes from Hoyt Yateman and our house band, Sitting on Spacey.
And I can't find the place in this world.
We had Hoyt Yateman, lead singer and founder of the band Sitting on Stacy. We had him on the show last week. And there was so much interest in the interview with Hoyt. I'm going to share it with you again at 45 past the hour in the last hour of the show. And it gave me a deep thought, which is a new feature of the show should be that we pick somebody who has an interesting occupation and just ask them one question. Tell us about your day. I asked Hoyt about his day. Just tell me what it's like to be a 20-year-old Southern California rock star. This kid's a star. He opens for Joe Jonas. I want to know what it's like to wake up, look around, go, you know, I could go to the beach, and then I could surf, and then I could look at incredibly beautiful women, and then I can go open for Joe Jonas, and the incredibly beautiful women will talk to me because I am opening for Joe Jonas. That's what Hoyt Yateman's life is like. Every single day, that's his decision. Do I go to this beach or do I go to the beach at Encinitas? Which beach should I go to? Can you imagine that life? It's a life that you and I will never know. Because if you live in, oh, say, Philadelphia or Jersey, or Pittsburgh, or Chicago, or even Sacramento, you don't get to choose in the morning, which beach am I going to go to? It's not up to you. But Hoyt Yateman, the lead singer of Sitting on Stacy, he gets to decide that. But then I was thinking there are other fascinating, amazing, envious jobs in America, and we need to get those people on the air so that we can gloat, so that we can be jealous of them, and go on a spiritual deep dive, a spiritual dive off the cliff and go, you know, I hate this guy. That's what I want to get to with so many of these people. I just want to get to, I hate this guy. Coming up in seconds, you and I will talk about the many dilemmas presented by your Christmas party. This year, as opposed to last year, where there were no Christmas parties, this year they're having Christmas parties again. What do you do? There are many questions about, do I go? Do I not go? How do I get out of them? I will answer every question you have about your Christmas parties. Then, we have so much to do tonight. Then, where's that sheet? Oh, yeah, I want to talk about the Morgan Stanley CEO who is not in favor of flexibility or working from home and pretty much wants to penalize all of his employees for their desire to work at home. You can't have that. You just can't have that. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. The other thing I wanted to mention that was so important, where is this? Usual edition, da-da-da-da. Oh, big story. At 11 o'clock tonight, I'm going to share with you the real turkey story. Every radio station seems to have a story that involves live turkeys or this kind of turkey. Or, you know, there was the famous WKRP story about turkeys. Well, my story is true and far more remarkable than that. And I look forward to telling you about that story. All right, we got a lot to do. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Hear the story about the multimillionaire dog that just bought Madonna's old house. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
This is Velo Hula, Muskegon, Michigan. Stone structure, swamp. Government shuts down Oak Island search. Details later on Sterling at Night.
I take it with me. Even if my wife says she doesn't want to know anything about the shenanigans I do on the road, she accepts this fact. I take my pillow with me because I am not going to put my head on a pillow in a sleazy hotel, which is all I can afford these days. But I can afford a MyPillow pillow. They're now $19.99, $20 for you, the Sterling on Sunday listener, and only for you. I said, you want to be on my show? You got to give my listener a special deal. And it's $19.99 for a MyPillow brand pillow. Call 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. You will never forget that phone number. You won't be able to get out of your head like a Bobby Sherman song. 800-844-0876. A MyPillow brand pillow for $19.99.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
A chocolate chip cookie that you eat and boom, you relax. A brownie that you eat and wow, you can take it easy. These are products made with CBD. That's the extract from the marijuana plant. It's infused into these beautiful baked goods. And you sit there and you enjoy them and you relax. Get them at GetSomeClarity.com. That's the name of the company you want to get your CBD products from. These are homemade baked goods and teas and powders that will help you relax. But they're homemade by Get Some Clarity. And the website is GetSomeClarity.com. Put in my name, Walter. The prices go down. You get a great discount. I can't believe how beautiful the packaging is. They really thought about this. The packaging is awesome. The company is GetSomeClarity.com.
You get no commercials.
Actually, you do, but not for a few more minutes. Back to Sterling on Sunday.
All sorts of excitement happening on Season 9, Episode 3 of The Curse of Oak Island. They have found what scientists have determined to be rose gold. That's gold combined with copper that may date back to the Incas. Spanish explorers, another group that's been to Oak Island. But it doesn't stop there. In the swamp, they found an unusual stone structure, realizing it could be 20 centuries old. By indigenous peoples that once inhabited the wonderful Oak Island. So the Canadian government has come in and they have shut down any searches in that area of the swamp. Laird Niven found some pottery, exciting pottery, which was semi-significant because it was so, so fragile. Marty Legina is very concerned that the Canadian government is going to take over more and more of the wonderful Oak Island. And if that happens, what happens to the show? And what happens to the amazing treasure that is still underneath the island, including the Holy Grail? From Maine to La Jolla to my living room, this is your Curse of Oak Island update. I'm your noted expert, Velo Hool, on Sterling at Night.
Of course, the question that everybody has, that you have, that I have, is because of COVID, can we skip the holiday party? Is that a valid reason to skip the holiday party? Or if you just wear your mask, or if you stay behind plexiglass, in fact, if you showed up holding up plexiglass, wouldn't that be a good party favor? Handing out bags of masks and miniature dividers might be a very good thing to do for the holiday party. Many people, especially you young folk who are concerned about, you know, how do I behave at the holiday party? What do I do? Let me tell you exactly what to do. Listen carefully. You go to the holiday party. If you're invited by your company, you go to the holiday party. What should you do once you're there? See if you agree with me. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. This is what you do at the holiday party. You and I have no business going to any company holiday party. That is not a safe place for us, because we don't fit in. We are misfits. Put me in a crowd of people who are having a good time, and I will have a miserable time. Put me in a crowd of people who are making small talk, and I will make small blunders. Continuously, through the conversation, I will say the dumbest things possible, innocently. But then the next day, the next month, the next 20 years of my career, I will hear about them, because we don't know how to make small talk, do we, Billy Datz? Do we, Amanda Datz? Do we, Karen and Mr. Sneakers? Do we, Rosemary Furlong? No, we don't. We don't know how to blend in with a crowd. That's not who we are. We are misfits. There are people who know how to make small talk. My mother was brilliant at it. When I go to a party with her, you know what she'd say to me before we got there? She said, talk about the shrimp and the weather. That's it. Talk about the shrimp and the weather, because she knew that if I deviated from the shrimp and the weather, I would fall into a hurricane of antisocial behavior. She could see it coming a mile away. Just keep your big mouth shut was usually her advice to me on social occasions. Keep your big mouth shut. That was her key advice entering a social arena. Don't get anywhere near anybody important with any stupid thing you might want to say. Well, here's what you do about the Christmas party as a misfit, as somebody who is not designed for casual social conversation. Because what you and I do, which is not normal, when we enter a casual social situation, a party, other people call it a party. When we enter a party, we want to say profound things. We want to actually engage people that we meet in meaningful dialogue that could continue into late into the night. We want to show them how much we know. We want to show other people how much we know. But you know what? Here's the shocker. They don't care how much we know. They just want another drink. We have no interest in another drink. We want to share another idea. Here's my idea for you. It's a gift. I've thought about this all day before I came to the party. I thought I'd come and deliver this idea. They don't want any ideas. They don't want it. It took me 400 years to learn this. What they want is me to say, this shrimp is great. Look at the size of this shrimp. That's what they want. But you and I don't know how to do that, do we? Do we? Everything I just said, now you went, geez, he's right. He's right. I always bumble at holiday parties. That's what we do. We harumph and bumble at holiday parties. Coming up in just seconds, I'm going to share with you the holiday Thanksgiving turkey story. At the first job I had, at the radio station I worked at first, we gave away turkeys. And I will share with you exactly how that worked behind the scenes of the turkey giveaway is a story unlike any you have ever heard in your life. It's much better than the WKRP turkey drop. Much better. Here's how you handle the holiday party at your company. This is all you have to do. Go to the party. Don't dress up a lot, don't dress up a little, and don't bring a date. Because whoever you bring, if you're not married to them, whoever you bring, you will be judged by that date for the next 2 years. Not 1 year, 2 years. Everybody at work will judge you by your date. Why do that to the person who came with you? Why subject them to that sort of scrutiny? Why do that? Here's what you do. You make sure that your host, probably your boss, or worse, the head of HR, make sure that whoever is organized and giving the party, whoever sent out the invitations, that's your host, make sure that pretty early on, let's say in the first 2 minutes of your arrival, that they know you're there. Go up to them, shake their hand, say, this is a beautiful place to have a party. Oh, look at that. The shrimp is incredible. Thank you very much for inviting me to this party. It's great for the company. Here's the phrase. I love working for this company. Every employer is a sucker for that phrase. You say, I love working for this company. That'll buy you 6 months. I guarantee it. That will buy you 6 months. But it doesn't matter if I love working for. Of course it doesn't. Just say it anyway. Take my advice this once. For once in your life, take my advice. You look at them and you say, this is a great party. Thank you very much for inviting me to this party. That's what you do. And then, as quickly as possible, you make the Irish exit. As quickly as possible, you get out of there. Which means that if you were smart, you did not bring a coat. You can just leave on your own terms. You can make it sort of look like you're going to the bathroom. And then when you exit the bathroom, you sort of head toward the elevator and you get out of there. And you don't leave by the main entrance. That way people coming into the party, they won't see you. Just sneak out some other way. As long as the host of the party knows you were there, you're covered. That's all you have to do. And it'd be smart if they didn't see you leave because you've only been there 5 minutes. But then your reputation and your career is saved. You get half a drink in you. You start flirting. You say something stupid to a manager. You're done. Why do that for free hors d'oeuvres? Makes no sense, and you don't need to do it. What you need to do is show up, always show up. Whenever you have an opportunity to show up at anything, you show up. And you let the host know that you're there. That's what you do. And then you leave. Am I right? 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. But more careers have been ruined on the third drink at a Christmas party or the wrong date. That combination, three drinks and the wrong date, you're done. You might as well quit. Coming up, I have the best turkey story you have ever heard. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling All Night Weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave wishing you a healthy and happy Thanksgiving, albeit several days early. but I'll focus on weather impacts to the holiday. First, a pretty healthy jet stream over the continental United States, which will drive two main weather systems, one affecting the East Coast tonight and tomorrow. The second system will affect us Thanksgiving Day and Friday. First, temperature-wise, the eastern U.S. will be well below average, colder than normal this week, really feeling like winter through New England and the mid-Atlantic states with lots of cold wind. The Midwest and West will be warmer than average. Tuesday and especially Wednesday will be the best travel days, which works out pretty well since Wednesday is the busiest travel day for Thanksgiving. Tuesday, we'll have to deal with some lake effect snows that's affecting the Great Lakes, especially western New York and upper Michigan, with 1 to 3 inches of snow accumulations. We'll look at the rest of the country in my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling All Night. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling All Night.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. All right. Well, I went down a weird rabbit hole, so now you got to go with me. I saw the headline that a dog bought Madonna's house. And, of course, a little sensational and misleading. But let me rewind this story back to the beginning. In 1992, a countess from Germany, her name was Carlotta Lichtenstein. She passed away in 1992 and left millions and millions of dollars in a trust to take care of her dog, her dog's son, and the wording of the trust says the succession of dogs from this guy named Gunter III. Well, here it is 30 years later. We're on Gunter VI, and the handlers of the trust have one of the coolest jobs in the world. They just have to take care of this dog, and they have millions of dollars. So this dog has a jet-setting lifestyle. So they go to Milan. The dog goes to the Bahamas. He eats out at restaurants every evening because his handlers say, you know, we got to make sure he's well-socialized. And so they're just going to keep this chain of dogs going as long as the money doesn't run out, is what it sounds like. And so they get to live a jet-setting lifestyle. But this dog wakes up, and a chef cooks his breakfast each morning. He's got the finest meat and fresh vegetables and rice. Sometimes enjoys caviar, but he never really eats dog food. He has a handler, like a trainer that plays with him every day for a couple hours. So I guess he gets obedience skills daily is the way it's described, but they just show him playing fetch with somebody. He sleeps in a big round red velvet pillow looking bed thing. And yes, the people who maintain the dog's trust purchased a new residence for the dog and the house owned by Madonna like 20 years ago. So no, a dog didn't buy a house from Madonna, but the story behind it's even weirder. The thing is, the trust is so big that they can't spend the money fast enough, and it's growing, and it's worth $500 million right now. And this is all happening in Florida, Miami, actually. Yep, that dog has a better life than you do. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
All right, it's 10 minutes past the hour. We're on KDKA and KFBK in Sacramento, and it is a pleasure to be with you on this Thanksgiving week. I'm Walter M. Sterling. It's a giant three hour live network show. I was a kid. I was 20 years old. And I was on my first job out of college. And in radio, and in many other businesses, the top of the food chain in radio is to work in New York. And through a series of bizarre flukes, at 20, I got a job working at a radio station in New York City, an FM radio station in New York. And it was an amazing station because it was a top 40 station. I was a kid. And I got to work with decent, smart guys who were willing to share with me what they knew. There wasn't any of that usual showbiz jealousy, none of that pettiness. These were good guys. And one of the things I have said to my daughter, who's now 18 and going to Syracuse University, I said, when you get your first job, your first professional job, pay very close attention to who you're working with, because that's your graduating class. Those people will be with you. They will touch parts of your career the rest of your life. Absolutely guaranteed the rest of your life. I came to work one morning at 40th and Broadway. 40th and Broadway in New York City and Manhattan, as you probably know, is the busiest block in the city. And it's Thanksgiving time. It's this week. It's Thanksgiving week. Those streets, if you move one block in an hour, that's a victory. It has moved. The traffic's moving. Well, in Manhattan at Christmas time, that means it's moving. Maybe an inch an hour, 2 inches an hour. But if it's moving, that's a victory, right? I come to work at 40th and Broadway. I come up to the second floor of the radio company. The FM station's on the second floor. The AM station, WOR, is on the 40th floor. And that's pretty much all you need to know about the culture of AM and FM radio in 19 whatever it was, years ago. But the culture was the real radio station was on the best floor of the building. The FM was on the worst floor of the building, and it had never been renovated. It was vinyl floors, bad fluorescent lights, nasty desks. You wouldn't believe that it was a New York City radio station, but there it was. And what was unusual this day when I came into the radio station was there was this giant box, a giant box in the common work area, kind of like a lobby, but not really a lobby, but vinyl floor, linoleum floor, bad lighting. There's this huge box. And it turns out it was a sofa box. It was a box that a sofa had come in for the general manager. The general manager had ordered himself a new sofa, which I'm sure was going to be just as tacky as his old sofa. But there it was, a huge sofa box. It turns out that that huge sofa box would save my butt. That huge sofa box was maybe the most important part of my career for a year. Coming up in just seconds, this is Sterling on Sunday.
Someone's grandma tried to use the underwire in her bra to break out of jail. It didn't work. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
A product that's made in the United States of America that actually works and makes you feel good about yourself and is a spectacular gift, well, now that's quite something. But to get it for $19.99, $20, that's amazing. And I'm talking about the MyPillow brand pillow. Made in the USA, filled with patented stuffing that holds its shape, stays cool all night, and it's washable. It's washable. How much did I say? $19.99. It's the MyPillow brand pillow that you can now get for $19.99. Where do you do this? You go to 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. Let's sing it. 800-844-0876. See, it helps you remember. 800-844-0876. The MyPillow brand pillow. It's a great gift because everybody already has a pillow, but they don't love them. They're always saying, gee, why don't we get new pillows? Give them the new pillow, the MyPillow brand pillow. 800-844-0876, made in America, filled with a patented filling that stays cool and holds its shape, and it's washable. A great holiday gift. 800-844-0876. $19.99 for the MyPillow pillow.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Clarity Kitchen produces high-quality edible products infused with CBD. Chef Emily has crafted delicious cookies, incredible brownies, and great-tasting all-natural CBD tea in bags. Plus, Clarity Kitchen's fast-acting water-soluble CBD powder is great in coffee, tea, juice, and even just tap water or bottled water. Delicious flavors like blue raspberry, pomegranate, lemon lime, lemon, or plain. Fast-acting CBD helps relieve some pains. and anxiety in minutes. Are you sick of all of the pills and you're looking for something more natural? Then please go to GetSomeClarity.com to order some of these terrific products. And at checkout, use the promo code WALTER for 10% off of your order. And that's exclusive to you, Sterling on Sunday listeners. Clarity Kitchen's goal is to provide everyone with the health benefits that cannabis offers, delivered in delicious but affordable edible products. Order at GetSomeClarity.com. Remember to use the promo code WALTER and get 10% off.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Neil Rogers.
And the right against the left, and the left against the right, and who's got the better haircut? The same old, tried and true, tired, monotonous crap that doesn't change anything, and the median age of your audience is death.
It's a couple days before Thanksgiving, and the radio station I was working at in New York City, 99X, had just run a contest where you could win a turkey. And in order to win the turkey, you had to answer, you know, I listen to 99X, congratulations, you win this turkey. It's a 14-pound turkey from a supermarket. That's all it was, right? Well, we had 100 winners, probably 99 winners now that I think about it. We had 99 winners. I had gone to the sales guy. You know, there was a sales guy who could make deals, get things together. And I had said to him a couple weeks earlier, we need 99 turkeys. Would you please arrange for us to get 99 turkeys for this contest? Sure, no problem, not even a consideration. It was easy for him to do. Fine. It's 3 days before Thanksgiving, the Monday before Thanksgiving. And I get a call from the receptionist. I'm the promotion manager of this station. I don't know why. I get a call from the receptionist, and she says to me, there's a guy here who wants to talk to you. And there I go out to the lobby. There's a man in a gray uniform, bulky guy, big guy. And he says, I have your turkeys. I say, that's fantastic. Now, we're on 40th Street and Broadway in Manhattan, the busiest block in the city, especially at Thanksgiving time. The traffic doesn't move, never moves. And the guy says to me, I have your turkeys. I said, well, that's great. Where are they? And I'm thinking he had 100 gift certificates for me to mail out or send out to the listeners who won. Because in my small brain, I'm thinking we're going to have gift certificates to give away. Well, that isn't what happened. I go downstairs, and sure enough, there were 100 frozen turkeys in the back of this man's truck. In the back of his truck on the busiest street in Manhattan. I go back up to the sales guy, say, I didn't want 100 turkeys. I wanted 100 gift certificates for turkeys. Well, you said you wanted 100 turkeys. I got you the turkeys. Now, as this rolled out, I learned everything I needed to know about sales weasels. I learned everything I needed to know about unions. And surprisingly, everything I needed to know about listeners and about good guys and bad guys who you work with. You quickly find out when 100 frozen turkeys wind up at your door, who are the good guys you work with and who are the a-holes. It becomes incredibly clear. Well, now I've got 100 turkeys, real frozen turkeys. I don't have 100 gift certificates for the turkeys. I go down and I look at this truck, and sure enough, there are 100 frozen turkeys. And they have to come off the truck. And I look at the truck driver, and I said, well, why don't you unload them and bring them up to the second floor, and we will figure something out. Oh, no, I'm not allowed to leave the truck, he says. My union doesn't let me leave the truck. Now, this was a big building. It was a 24-story office building in Manhattan. Therefore, it had porters and elevator operators and freight elevator operators. And I'm like, oh, this is good. We have freight elevator operators and porters, people who were there to bring things in from the street. And I look at the porters, and I say to these guys, well, will you bring the stuff off of the, will you bring the turkeys off of the truck? Oh, no, our union doesn't allow us to leave the building. Now I have a truck driver who can't leave the truck, and I have three beefy porters who are not allowed to leave the building. And I have a 10-foot-wide sidewalk being transversed by people doing Christmas shopping, the busiest sidewalk in the world. The busiest sidewalk in the world. I had to get the turkeys from the truck into the building and then take them up in this overheated building to the second floor. I go and I find my boss, a program director, Al Brady Law. And I say to Al, we have this problem. We have these frozen turkeys on a truck. We have to get them out of the truck or we'll lose them. Why do we have turkeys? Why do we have actual turkeys? Why don't we have gift certificates? I said, because I gave it to a salesperson to handle. Okay, you'll never do that again. And it was true. I never did it again. Well, let's see what we got to do. And he looks at the morning man. The morning man, the big star of the radio station, a guy named Mike Phillips. And he says to Mike, come on, let's go downstairs and see what's going on. So the program director of this big New York City radio station and the morning man of this big New York City radio station and I go down the elevator. We go to the truck sitting on the street, the busiest street in New York. We look and we see 100 frozen turkeys. Now, the truck driver will hand them to us, but he can't get off the truck, and the porters in the building will take them from us and put them on one of those flatbed push carts. That's the most they would do. So Mike Phillips, Al Brady Law, and I stand on this sidewalk, and one by one we passed the frozen turkeys from one person to the other to the other. We get them on the flatbed push cart, and believe me, the turkeys, 100 turkeys, are heavy on a flatbed push cart, and we push them to the freight elevator, and we get them up the freight elevator, and we get them into the radio station. Remember I told you there was a sofa box. Sofa boxes are very big, much bigger than they need to be for the sofa. We would put them in the sofa box. Now what? The radio station was above a restaurant, and what does every restaurant in America have? It has dry ice. It has dry ice. We go down to the guy who owns the restaurant. We say, listen, can we get some of your dry ice? He says, yeah, but it's not free. Now I have to buy dry ice from this guy. That means I had to deal with the general manager, the cheap, weaselly general manager who pretty much got his wardrobe from Ringling Brothers. He gets his wardrobe from Ringling Brothers. I said, we got to buy dry ice. We have to store these turkeys overnight, maybe two nights. We put the turkeys in the sofa box. We put dry ice around it, and we seal it up. Okay. That was ingenious. We made a freeze-dried, a dry ice refrigerator in the radio station in a sofa box and managed to keep those turkeys cold. Okay, now what? Now we have to call 100 contest winners. 100. And this, remember I told you I learned everything I needed to know about contest winners, everything I needed to know about listeners. I call 100 contest winners. The program director took a third of them. The morning man took a third of the names. I took a third of the name. We called 100 contest winners, and we said, that turkey that you won, I'm afraid we thought we were going to have gift certificates, but in fact, you don't have to wait for the turkey. You don't have to use the gift certificate. Please come and pick up your turkey. This is at the height of the holiday season in New York City. The radio signal went out 50 miles. We called people 50 miles away. Here's what I learned about listeners and about contest prize winners. Every single person drove in from Jersey, Pennsylvania, upstate New York, Connecticut, Long Island, every one of them drove through the holiday traffic to get into Manhattan over the next 2 days and pick up their frozen turkey. These turkey were 14-pound turkeys. That's all they were. They were worth maybe $12. Every one of them, they paid more for the toll than the value of the turkey. But son of a gun, they got it for free. That was their prize. That's what they did. And you know what? Ever since then, I have learned that about contest winners. They will rain, sleet, snow, plague. They will come in to get their prize. That's what I learned. That was my first experience with contest winners, sales weasels, and it's always been true ever since. And it was, who did the work? Did a sales guy come down and help us? No, I'm on a sale. He didn't help us. The sales manager come and help us? No. The program director and the morning man, the pillars of the programming department, they dug in, saved my butt, and made it happen. They're the good guys. The people who are responsible for the content and the product in any company are the first ones to step up and say, I will help you with this. I will help you with this. That has been my experience. Well, happy Thanksgiving. I hope you enjoyed my annual, I can't believe this happened at Thanksgiving turkey story. It was a remarkable experience for a 20-year-old kid to go through a New York City radio. But that's what happened. That's what happened. It is also true that whenever you give somebody a prize on the radio, they will keep the prize forever. It is a life event. I don't think they kept those turkeys forever, but it's a life event. All right, coming up, I have a lot of exciting things for you that I'm darn sure you will enjoy. I hope you stick with me. What have I got here? Oh, yeah, 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number, 888-688-WALT. That's enough. I don't think we have to say any more. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday.
Where news and sports and the weather reports and the very best music, too, is heard by the very best listeners. And we mean you.
Sterling all night weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. The first freezing temperatures for the season are expected in New York City and the upper Hudson Valley of New Jersey. That's tomorrow night, with a little bit of rain off and on till then. Heavy rains along the eastern coast of Florida and parts of the South and East Texas, too. Otherwise, pretty dry, especially in California, where the Santa Ana winds are blowing again. Temperatures 15 to 20 degrees above normal, and no real rain in sight, at least through the end of November and beginning of December, aside from some rain in extreme Northern California. The rest of California and the West are fearing wildfires again with very low humidities. The exception, Washington and Oregon, with more rain due tomorrow night and snow in the higher elevations. If you're betting on Las Vegas, windy temperatures near 70 for daytime highs, falling to the lower 60s by Thanksgiving. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling all night. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour only on Sterling all night.
Drew, our Grubhub driver, is in Las Vegas, and I'm sure we'll be hearing from him soon, listening on KXNT, a great radio station, an honor to be on KXNT at 36 past the hour, 36 past the hour. Coming up, we have more of this excitement for you. I don't even know if you can stand the excitement. It's overwhelming. Now, what I want to talk to you about now is, you know, the Christmas tree, the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree, has arrived in New York City. It is a spectacular event. But what's always interesting about things like the Rockefeller Center tree, things that receive national attention, is that if you live in a place, it doesn't really hit your radar. Things that you see, oh, the world is interested in this, but it doesn't hit your radar. For example, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony, those ceremonies, that wasn't a big deal if you lived in Cleveland. that, I swear to you, it wasn't what hit your radar. What hit your radar in Cleveland is the very same week a man named Mike Trevisano passed away. He was the broadcaster in Cleveland. He was a brilliant broadcaster. That was by far more important. Dave Labrosi is the new program director at KDKA. And I'm happy about that because Dave Labrosi is a good guy. Dave Labrosi has been kind to me throughout my alleged career. So, Dave, congratulations for being at KDKA. KDKA is a very important radio station. Whether you're in radio or not, you know that KDKA was the first commercial radio station in America. And that has always struck me as a remarkable event because something had to be first, right? The people who owned KDKA when it started came up with an idea on how to make a business. They thought we could sell advertising. There was advertising in newspapers and magazines. What about if we had advertising on the radio? There was no TV, obviously. I don't mean to insult you, but there was no model for it. They decided that they're going to put advertising on this new radio station. And they were going to do farm reports and Bible reports, and that's what they put on KDKA. But the fact is, and this is what's so stunning, it worked. What they did at KDKA when it went on the air worked. And that's why I'm on the air. Because if it hadn't worked at KDKA, it's entirely possible that the invention would have sat there for another 10 or 15 years until somebody said, well, what if we put advertising on it? What if we tried this or this or this? But it worked the first time out on KDKA, which led to a 100-year industry. They always talk about, you know, radio is legacy media. It's old-fashioned media. You know, the real thing is streaming digital. No. You know what radio is? Radio is proven media. That's what this is. It has been proven for over 100 years. It has moved every type of product imaginable. It has kept you and me company at 3 a.m. when we're walking the baby, when we're pacing back and forth, when we're trying to study for our finals. It is the most remarkable companion to a truck driver, a long-distance driver. That's what we do. Nobody who's driving a truck or a car going, yeah, you know, I'd like to watch the all-night movie. No, no, we want to talk to each other. The greatest thing about this medium is I'm 14 inches from this microphone and you're 14 inches from the speaker and we're in a sealed compartment. I'm in a studio, which happens to be my laundry room, and I'm 14 inches from this mic and you're 14 inches from the speaker. There is no greater intimacy in American media, is there? It's just us. The grown-ups have gone to bed. All the grown-ups have gone to bed. The HR lady, she's not around. HR lady will not be issuing any more forms tonight. You don't have to do anything else tonight. And why is it always a lady? Why is HR always run by a lady? Why is that? Oh, that's not true. I've known like one or two HR men who turned out to be crooks and were escorted from the building. I'm not kidding. The worst violations of ethics that I've ever seen in corporate America were committed by the HR people. Do you know why? There's a reason why. You don't hear about corrupt airline pilots, do you? Because in high school, those guys, those women were dreaming of becoming airline pilots, and they had to go through extensive training. They had to get a federal license, an FAA license, to become airline pilots, and they had to carry humans. It's a high prestige job. Therefore, and they have cool uniforms. Therefore, people who fly airplanes, they don't do corrupt things because they don't want to lose it. They got to be pilots. They got to be a pilot. They're not going to give that up. They're not going to give that up by doing something stupid. But, you know, if you're an investment banker, if you're a venture capitalist, if you're an HR, you didn't dream of doing that in high school. It is not who you are. You're not self-actualized by being a venture capitalist. are you? So therefore, that's where there's trouble. Because if you're not, if your self-worth is not determined by your profession, then you're corruptible. You don't hear about corrupt firemen because they got to be firemen. I was about to say you don't hear of corrupt disc jockeys, but that's totally untrue. That's just totally untrue. All right, I'm Walter M. Sterling. The name of this show is Sterling on Sunday. It's a three-hour radio show, and congratulations to Dave Labrosi at KDKA. Welcome to the Sterling on Sunday family. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Someone's grandma tried to use the underwire in her bra to break out of jail. It didn't work. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
A chocolate chip cookie that you eat and boom, you relax. A brownie that you eat and wow, you can take it easy. These are products made with CBD. That's the extract from the marijuana plant. It's infused into these beautiful baked goods and you sit there and you enjoy them and you relax. Get them at GetSomeClarity.com. That's the name of the company you want to get your CBD products from. These are homemade baked goods and teas and powders that will help you relax. But they're homemade by Get Some Clarity. And the website is GetSomeClarity.com. Put in my name, Walter. The prices go down. You get a great discount. I can't believe how beautiful the packaging is. They really thought about this. The packaging is awesome. The company is GetSomeClarity.com. I take it with me. Even if my wife says she doesn't want to know anything about the shenanigans I do on the road, she accepts this fact. I take my pillow with me. Because I am not going to put my head on a pillow in a sleazy hotel, which is all I can afford these days. But I can afford a MyPillow pillow. They're now $19.99, $20 for you, the Sterling on Sunday listener, and only for you. I said, you want to be on my show? You got to give my listener a special deal. And it's $19.99 for a MyPillow brand pillow. Call 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. You will never forget that phone number. You won't be able to get out of your head like a Bobby Sherman song. 800-844-0876. A MyPillow brand pillow for $19.99.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by SpongeBob.
Welcome to our club! Welcome to our club!
You want Motown Monday? Yeah, let's do Motown Monday. Any requests? Do you have requests? 888-688-WALT. Your request now on Motown Monday. Drew at KXNT, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Drew is a Grubhub driver in Las Vegas. Welcome to the Giant Show, Drew.
Always an honor and a pleasure to be on your great, great show, and I appreciate all of you guys over there, all the work, all the very hard work you guys do.
We do no hard work. I can comfortably tell you that there's no hard work involved on any radio show, no matter how much they whine. I'll tell you who does hard work. Are you ready? The people who load the UPS trucks, the people who load the FedEx trucks, the first shift on the public school buses in any city, the people who drive the early bus, they work hard. People who sit in well-air-conditioned radio studios with soundproof, or even those of us who work out of our laundry room because our wives said, you will do your show from down there. I don't want it in the living room. You mess everything up. We don't work hard. Now, you work hard, don't you, Drew, especially when you have to actually get out of the car and deliver a Grubhub?
Yeah, you know, it's not digging ditches. I've done a lot harder work. So I am out there, and, you know, all intents and purposes, risking my life when, you know, who knows if drinking and driving people out there, right? I mean, I guess. But still, if this is much easier work to me than what I've done in the past.
Well, what work have you done in the past that's hard? What have you done in the past that's actually hard?
Installing like sprinkler systems and landscaping out in 115 degree temperatures in the middle of the day and middle of summer, out here, and having to dig a ditch with without any powered equipment, and you're dealing with what's called caliche, that hard compact clay that we get sometimes, past a few inches to a foot of soil, and you have to put these pipes in,
Caliche, Drew, describe what that is. What is that caliche? Is that like an Italian noodle? What is that?
It's a very compacted clay-like dirt that you can't grow in it. You can't do anything with it but get rid of it. It's not as hard as concrete, but once you get to it, you could almost swear that it was like a soft concrete when you get to it. And it's just the nature of the soil in a lot of parts of the West, I guess. I'm not sure if it's because of old oceans and the compact, silt from, a million years ago or something, and that's just eventually what it becomes in some areas. You can't grow anything in it. You have to completely dig it out. It's people or contractors that have to deal with it, especially out in the West, they know exactly. It's the bane of anyone's existence. It's best if you get a power tool, and even then, it's not easy.
Well, how did the mob bury bodies in Vegas if there was this caliche everywhere?
Maybe they didn't have to bury them too deep, but there's a lot of discussions about how many might be in the bottom of Lake Mead, because that is actually very deep. It's a valley. So I don't know if you know what it was like. It took how many years to actually fill up back in the 40s?
Do you believe Lake Mead was, in fact, dammed up and created in order to hide those bodies? Is that possible?
I didn't think about that angle. Now you got me thinking about it. I don't, there's actually dead bodies inside the concrete of the filling. I don't know if you know that. The workers, they definitely risked life and limb to do that. They didn't have any protection whatsoever. They worked them to death, literally. Some of them just fall in and they couldn't stop the process. And so there's some actually dead bodies inside of the Hoover Dam right now.
That's horrifying.
Yeah, the history is very interesting. I'm sure how the way unions and government bureaucracy is, how long could we ever even build the Hoover Dam now? They did it in record time under budget, obviously abusing humans.
Well, how many years did it take for them to build the Hoover Dam?
I think it was only like a few years. That was about it. A lot of it surveying. They had a major reset on some things because wind and all that. But it's only a few years, so it didn't take that long. And probably be 30 years now and would be, three times over budget. Wouldn't you guess?
Here's like my favorite statistic. Here's my favorite statistic. Do you know how long it took to build the Empire State Building?
No, I'm sure I heard it before.
It took 18 months from shovel to flag. 18 months from shovel to flag.
Wow.
And, next time you have your bathroom redone in your house, and they say, and you ask them, how long is this going to take? And they'll say, well, it's maybe a month. And it turns out that it's 18 months later. Just think of all the bathrooms that are in the Empire State Building, and somehow or another, it only took 18 months to build the Empire State Building from shovel to flag. It's an amazing story, really. But it's because they work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's why it got done. Also, and this is the part no one mentions, I think 9 guys died in the process of building it. Now, did you do any Grubhub deliveries today? Did you do any of that?
Yeah, I've actually already done at least 5 because I'm scheduled to work until like 1 a.m. or so. I normally am used to working on Thanksgiving, and I did it a few years ago, and it was a couple years ago last time I did it, and it was one of the worst experiences because everything was so backed up. I would be sitting for over an hour and a half waiting for one order, and they don't have it in the system to where I can get other deliveries in the meantime. there's nothing I could do. It's just, they'd have to take it off and then be stuck. Everything's just jammed. So just like traffic on the streets, it's the same way. And they have no extra incentive. They don't pay anything extra to do it. So I'm just not going to.
Drew, the Grubhub driver who listens to Sterling on Sunday on KXNT in Las Vegas, always an honor to be with you. Now, did you hear my story about the turkeys, the Thanksgiving turkeys? Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard for now the second time, and I appreciate you bringing it up. And that's why I was saying that traffic and having handed across and a little human chain of crossing the 99 turkeys, 14 pounds.
Yes.
I would not drive 50 miles to pick up a turkey.
No, you're a smart man. Drew, thanks so much. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for listening to Sterling on Sunday. It's 55 past the hour, 55 past the hour. We have one more hour to go. It's a three-hour show. Yes, 3 hours live, and I look forward to talking to you. The number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I will reveal to you a new study about what it means to you and your body and your brain to work three shifts, to work the third shift. We're a special group of people, and we think differently. We are misfits. But the best thing about being a misfit is we're the ones that inspire ideas. If you and I are in a brainstorming session at work, we're the guys who will raise our hands and say something stupid and bond the rest of the room. But we also make the rest of the room think, not always in a good way, but we make them think. Because the one thing you and I are not going to do when we're sitting in a brainstorming session, oh God, I hate that phrase, is we're not going to just let things roll by. We can't. If the boss, the team leader, says something stupid, and they always say something stupid, we involuntarily stick our hand up and challenge it and risk our careers for the sake of the greater good. That's what we always do. We risk our lives for the sake of the greater good. Okay, let me help you. That's not noble. It's stupid. But we can't help it. We are lacking the chip to reserve those comments. My number is 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number, 888-688-WALT. We're on KFBK right now in Sacramento. That's a very big radio station. In fact, it's the number one radio station in Sacramento. Do you know why? Because it's run by Bill White. Bill White is one of the Pittsburgh Mafia, along with David Labrosi. These are the Pittsburgh Mafia guys, and they're the best radio people there are because they are oddly, they have peculiar modesty, yet they get it done and they get the best ratings. All right, you can stay in touch with me at any time, WalterMSterling@gmail.com, and a spectacular website, waltersterlingshow.com. Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling All Night Weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave wishing you a healthy and happy Thanksgiving, albeit several days early. But I'll focus on weather impacts to the holiday. First, a pretty healthy jet stream over the continental United States, which will drive two main weather systems, one affecting the East Coast tonight and tomorrow. The second system will affect us Thanksgiving Day and Friday. First, temperature-wise, the eastern U.S. will be well below average, colder than normal this week, really feeling like winter through New England and the mid-Atlantic states with lots of cold wind. The Midwest and West will be warmer than average. Tuesday and especially Wednesday will be the best travel days, which works out pretty well since Wednesday is the busiest travel day for Thanksgiving. Tuesday, we'll have to deal with some lake effect snows that's affecting the Great Lakes, especially western New York and upper Michigan, with 1 to 3 inches of snow accumulations. We'll look at the rest of the country in my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling all night. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling all night.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story. For our next Florida story, someone's grandma, a 59-year-old Florida woman, had a little too much to drink. She gets pulled over by the Sumter County Sheriff's. She failed the breathalyzer. She's getting booked. She's in the holding cell, not in the actual jail, but in that little waiting station. And she gets a little MacGyver to her. She slips the underwire from the bra on her right side. And then she twists the end of it, turns it, tries to pick the lock on her cell. So she's reaching around and she's trying to rake the lock and get it open. And the wire breaks off in there. Right then, the guy that's supposed to be watching her is like, hey, what are you doing? Get your hand out of there. And so then he goes to get her out, and he can't get the key in there because a little piece of wire is broken off in it. So then he goes and tries to get another wire to fish it out. No luck, so he has to call for help. So the maintenance guy comes. He can't do it either. They have to get a locksmith from across town. This lady is stuck in this holding cell for hours because she inadvertently locked herself in. Eventually, they get her out, and they added a new charge for the evening, attempt to escape. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
What? For our next Florida story, we're going to St. Petersburg. About 2 a.m. on a Sunday, so you and I know that's a late Saturday night. Woman was driving erratically. Cops like that word, don't you? Driving erratically. When the cop pulled her over, it's a 45-year-old Florida woman reeking of booze. So he asked her to get out the car. Her speech is all slurred. She's having trouble paying attention to his sentences and answering simple questions. And we're not really sure if it's the alcohol or the pills in the passenger seat that has her more whacked out. There's a little straw next to it with the white residue in the straw. So I guess she's over there snorting pills, drinking booze, getting behind the wheel of a car. When the cop asked her why she's driving erratically, why she's swerving, she's like, I'm eating an egg roll. I was eating an egg roll and it messed up my driving. It distracted me. Yes, the old egg roll defense. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
Stay tuned. Today's third installment of Florida Stories is on the way. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production. Springrockmedia at gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Motown Monday, right? Let's do that. Motown Monday. Two for Tuesday. All those very clever, clever thoughts on how to package up the hits on the radio. Two for Tuesday. Did I ever tell you about the Florence Meat Market in Manhattan? This is the thing that makes me most homesick. I spent most of my life in Manhattan. I don't live in Manhattan anymore as punishment. As punishment for all my trips to Los Angeles, I don't live in Manhattan anymore. The Florence Meat Market, this week of the year, is what I miss the most. It's a meat market that's been there for over 100 years on Great Jones Street in Greenwich Village. I miss it like you wouldn't believe, because you open that door and it's 100 years ago, with the sawdust on the floor, the butcher block that's been there 100 years and has that deep indentation from all the times that the hammer and the knives have landed on that butcher block. And I swear the butchers who are back there have been there 100 years, and they know exactly what you need and exactly what they're doing. But the coolest thing about it is that if you stop by the Florence Meat Market in August, you better get there by August, you give them your name and you tell them you want a turkey. They put it in a book, a turkey book. You buy the turkey when you pick it up, so you don't have to put money down in August or September, no later than September, but to put your name in the book. They have a set number of turkeys. I think the number's 300. That's it. If you don't get in under 300, you're not getting a turkey. And they wrap the turkey in bacon. They wrap the turkey in bacon. Oh, my God. And then if you're smart, you'll buy some other things like sausage and hand-cut bacon. It's incredible. The coolest part is you get to find out whether or not you're one of the great Southern Manhattan New Yorkers. Because in the Florence meat market, the day before Thanksgiving is when you go to pick up your turkey. That's the day. And you know that's the day because there's a line of 300 people outside the Florence meat market on Jones Street to pick up their turkey. And when you walk in, you will see your name on the wall, handwritten on the wall, number one, number two, in order that they were ordered. Maybe, you know, maybe you're a loser down there, number 250. That means you ordered it in October, which means you're not cool. The thing you strive to be is number one. You're the first one who ordered a turkey, and you'll see your name next to the number one. And you walk in, and you look at the crowd, and you look at the people at the Florence meat market, and you say, I'm number one. And they go, you're number one. And everybody applauds. It's the greatest New York moment. Every person there knows that you have achieved something remarkable. You're a real New Yorker. You're number one at the Florence meat market. It's a great feeling. I did it twice. Twice I was number one. Now, if you're number one, there's a lot that goes with it. They take your name off the wall. It says number one. They take a picture of you and your name on the wall and the workers at the Florence meat market, and they all chant you're number one. Is that the best thing in the world? Does that happen in Cleveland? No. Does that happen in South Florida? No. It happens at the Florence meat market in Greenwich Village in New York City. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday. Welcome. I hope you're having a great Thanksgiving week. Coming up in just seconds, I've got a great story for you. Sterling on Sunday, $19.95. You got that? It's $20. $20 in your pocket to invest in the pillow you've heard about all your life. You've wondered about the My Pillow. You've wondered about the My Pillow pillow. You've heard about it and you're like, gee, maybe I should try it. And then you look at the price and it's like, $60 for a pillow? No way. Well, for you and just for you, Sterling on Sunday listener, I said to the My Pillow people, you have to give us a special deal. And the special deal is $19.99 instead of $69.99, it's $19.99, but only for you. You go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. In the center square, it says Broadcast Offers. Click on it, and then type in my name, Walter. Type in my name, Walter, and you will see before your eyes the price drop. You will see the price drop. It's a pretty cool thing to watch. It isn't like you have to do you get a mailing in the mail or coupons or none of that crap. You put in my name, Walter, and you'll see the prices drop before you get to the cart online at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Get a $19.99 MyPillow made in the USA, filled with patented material that stays cool all night, and you can wash it whenever you want. Keeps its shape. And you're going to stay at other places during the holidays, other people's houses, other hotels. Wherever you're going to stay, you will feel safe because you have the MyPillow, your pillow. You know what shenanigans it's been through. Go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Click the center square that says Broadcast Offers, and then type in my name, Walter, and watch the prices drop for you. MyPillow.com.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Clarity Kitchen produces high-quality edible products infused with CBD. Chef Emily has crafted delicious cookies, incredible brownies, and great-tasting all-natural CBD tea in bags. Plus, Clarity Kitchen's fast-acting water-soluble CBD powder is great in coffee, tea, juice, and even just tap water or bottled water. Delicious flavors like blue raspberry, pomegranate, lemon lime, lemon, or plain. Fast-acting CBD helps relieve some pains and anxiety in minutes. Are you sick of all of the pills and you're looking for something more natural? Then please go to GetSomeClarity.com to order some of these terrific products. And at checkout, use the promo code WALTER for 10% off of your order. And that's exclusive to you, Sterling on Sunday listeners. Clarity Kitchen's goal is to provide everyone with the health benefits that cannabis offers delivered in delicious but affordable edible products. Order at GetSomeClarity.com. Remember to use the promo code Walter and get 10% off.
Holy.
This is only a test.
Can you guess the mystery voice? Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. Have you ever thought about how fun it would be to do the news in Florida? Check it out. This news reporter from Miami Beach goes down to a storefront where some guy got naked and tried to rob the place. And the store owner goes, hey, while you're here, there was another incident like this the other day, and hands him this awesome surveillance video of him beating the crap out of a thief.
So let's begin with this guy who strips down naked after witnesses say he tried to rob Gulf Liquors on Miami Beach and threatened to kill everyone.
Hey, get on the ground. Get on the ground.
This guy last month was trying to steal a bottle of liquor when he pushed his wife. Now watch for yourself.
I was in the back. I looked in the camera. I see my wife getting roughed up by some guy. And I just come and I just hit him.
Slaps, punches, and a bottle over the head.
The video is hilarious. He's pummeling this guy in the face, like about six good punches in the face, like Nolan Ryan and Robin Ventura. And then he breaks a bottle over his head like some kind of John Wayne movie. The video is incredible. Even by Florida Story standards, that video is incredible. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Before our last Florida story, we're in it with a huge bang. Guess where the deadliest tree in the world exists? That's right, Florida. It's called the manchineel tree. It's a branch of the apple tree. It looks like an apple tree, and in fact, it has little apples, but you don't want to eat the apples because they're poisonous. And then the leaves have some sort of like waxy film on them, but you don't want to rub it because it can burn you and give you chemical blisters on your skin. And if it's raining, you don't want to go stand under it because that waxy residue, the rain will hit it and run it down on you, and it could cause you to get severe burns all over your body if you stand under it when it rains. And you don't want to chop it down necessarily and burn it, because if you go stand in the smoke from the wood of this tree, it can cause blindness. The manchineel tree in Florida is the world's deadliest tree. And it's in Florida. Because of course it is.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production. SpringRockMedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Yes, but I have a question. On the Kardashians, there's this guy who's in every episode who hangs around and seems to have been married to all of them. I am not capable, because I was an English major. I didn't go to Harvard. I'm not a math major. I'm an English major. Therefore, I don't understand all of the relationships on the Kardashians. I can't possibly keep track of them. But there does seem to be one person there who doesn't move. He's always there. And I have no idea how this idiot makes a living, this Scott Disick.
I think if you really love somebody, right, like you want them to be happy no matter what. So I do give her a blessing to be happy.
Isn't that nice that Scott is giving somebody a blessing to be happy? Like, she needs Scott to be happy, a blessing from Scott.
I think if you really love somebody, right, like you want them to be happy no matter what. So I do give her a blessing to be happy.
But what does he do for a living? Do you know what he does for a living? Do you know how he spends his day when the cameras are off? I don't. And he seems to put on a tremendous amount of weight and take off a tremendous amount of weight in a very short period of time. He also seems to grow unusual facial hair and lose it in a very short period of time.
I think if you really love somebody, right, like you want them to be happy no matter what. So I do give her a blessing to be happy.
Kardashian question, 888-688-9258. That is my phone number. It's 688. It's 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. What does Scott Disick do? What does he do the rest of the time when he isn't hanging around a Kardashian? I've never seen him do anything. They never seem to discuss his work. What does he do? Now, it's been many seasons of the Kardashians that he's been sitting around loafing. He seems to be doing a lot of loafing. And it's one of the puzzles of the show. I pride myself on celebrating, embracing pop culture. I think it's all great. but I've never understood that show. It's a shortcoming of mine. I'm not higher or lower than the show. I'd like to understand it, but I don't understand it. I don't get it. Should I get it? The Kardashians. But Scott Disick, this guy who hangs around these women, seems to have dated all of them. He seems to have dated every one of those women. But I don't know what he claims to do for a living. And he like I say, he loses weight a lot, puts on weight a lot, has a strange beard. Then he doesn't have a beard. I don't get it.
I think if you really love somebody, right, like you want them to be happy no matter what. So I do give her a blessing to be happy.
Isn't that nice that Scott Disick, S-I-C-K, Scott Disick, gives her a blessing? What does he do for a living? How much could he make off that show? I don't know if they pay any of them. One of the things that I was shocked to learn about the Housewives series, the Las Vegas Housewives, the Housewives of New Jersey, at least in the beginning, maybe not anymore, what I came to learn about those Bravo shows was that the people on those shows are paid nothing. And if they develop any ancillary businesses because of those shows, like cookbooks or wedding books or whatever, they have to split half of the profits with Bravo. They don't get paid. They get to split the profits of anything they invest with Bravo on the basis that Bravo gave them the platform to advertise it.
I think if you really love somebody, right, like you want them to be happy no matter what. So I do give her a blessing to be happy.
I guess he's a poet. I guess Scott Disick is a poet. He's giving out Rod McEwen type advice there. If you love somebody, you should bless it. He gives blessings now. I guess he gives blessings. Maybe you can buy holy water from him. Maybe he'll come to your wedding or bless your child. I don't get it. I don't get anything about it. And like I say, it's this would normally be the sort of show I would dig into and love. Like I love Below Deck, those Below Deck shows where these Australian high school dropouts in way too tight uniforms are running around the deck of a yacht, seemingly incompetent to set a table. They don't know how to set a table. And then they go on the beach and they don't know how to set a table there. And then they annoy the chef. The chef on that show and the captain, they're the only two that are competent, right? They're the only two who actually seem to know what they're doing on the Below Deck series. That show, I understand. I understand Below Deck. But the Kardashians, I don't understand it. I should understand it, I guess. I mean, I don't know. But what does Scott Disick do for a living?
I think if you really love somebody, right, like you want them to be happy no matter what. So I do give her a blessing to be happy.
888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. What does he do for a living? It seems very mysterious to me. It seems, what? And it's gone on for years. It isn't like he's between jobs. It isn't like he had a job and then he's about to get another job. He hasn't had a job for years. That's the kind of work I want. Well, I guess it's sort of the work that I do have. Yeah. Well, you know what this is? This is the grown-up week. This is when the grown-ups are in charge. The night before Thanksgiving is the number one horn dog night in America. This is the night where it's going to happen. Whoever you're with, whatever you're doing, assuming a consent, it's going to happen. The drunkest I ever got was the night before Thanksgiving. I think it was 2 years in a row. Now, I don't drink. I haven't had a drink in decades, not years, decades. But in my youth, I did. And a guy I was hanging out with, a general manager of a radio station, or a general manager of the NBC radio network, a guy named Dick Penn. We go out the night before Thanksgiving, and he buys port. Now, I had never drunk port, so he buys port. Port wine, that thick red wine. And now I'm drinking port. And then he goes out and gets another bottle. Now we're drinking more port. I would suggest to you that if you're going to drink port, it's one small glass at a time for your entire life. I had more than that. And never in my life did I have a worse hangover than the next day. You can't imagine the hangover you get from port. The solution I found that worked was Excedrin, Sudafed, and gallons of water. It was brutal. It was brutal. But the night before Thanksgiving, if you are in a consensual relationship, it's going to happen. Now, I can't promise you where you're going to wake up or what shape you're going to wake up, but it's going to happen. It is the ultimate horn dog night, because you have that special combination of wild teens home from college and people who have 4 days off, so that if they do get drunk, they have 4 days to work it off. And the next day, the meal's usually very late in the day, so they can vamp until that meal comes. That's what happens. It is a absolutely grown-up night. There's nothing like it. The night before Thanksgiving. For grown-ups, it's better than the night before Christmas. It is more pragmatic than the night before Christmas. My number is 888. You think I'm right? You think I'm wrong? 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I'm live. Yeah, nothing else is live. You think the Bitcoin show is live? You think those financial engine shows are live? Absolutely not. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling all-night weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. The first freezing temperatures for the season are expected in New York City and the upper Hudson Valley of New Jersey. That's tomorrow night, with a little bit of rain off and on till then. Heavy rains along the eastern coast of Florida and parts of the south and east Texas, too. Otherwise, pretty dry, especially in California, where the Santa Ana winds are blowing again. Temperatures 15 to 20 degrees above normal, and no real rain in sight, at least through the end of November and beginning of December, aside from some rain in extreme Northern California. The rest of California and the West are fearing wildfires again, with very low humidities. The exception, Washington and Oregon, with more rain due tomorrow night and snow in the higher elevations. If you're betting on Las Vegas, windy temperatures near 70 for daytime highs, falling to the lower 60s by Thanksgiving. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling All Night. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour only on Sterling All Night.
All right, welcome to Motown Monday. Now, this Rittenhouse case, the former lawyers are in dispute over who gets the $2 million bond money. What? Let's see who put up the $2 million bond money. You ready? It's pretty interesting. Rittenhouse was released from jail while he was waiting for his trial in November after a $2 million bond was posted by his former attorney, John Pierce, with a cashier's check from his law firm, Pierce Bainbridge, former child actor Ricky Schroeder, and MyPillow owner CEO Mike Lindell were credited with donations that enabled Rittenhouse's release. Mike Lindell. Let me repeat, Mike Lindell, the founder, creator of MyPillow, the fine sponsor of Sterling on Sunday, and Ricky Schroeder, child actor with too much money, has put up money for the bond for Rittenhouse. All right, he was released, the bond was posted, trial's over, found innocent. It would seem that the money should go back to Lindell and Ricky Schroeder and that law firm, but that's not what seems to be happening. The bond in Wisconsin legally goes back to whoever posted it after the trial, which would appear to be Pierce's law firm. A second attorney who briefly worked on the case, Lynn Wood, said the funds were provided by his Fight Back Foundation and should be returned to the organization, the Milwaukee Journal said. In February, the Rittenhouse family fired Pierce and have since complained that he and Wood diverted money meant to help Rittenhouse. Can you imagine? That poor kid was in so much trouble, and allegedly his lawyers diverted money. They diverted money that was supposed to help this kid. Attorney Lynn Wood says the $2 million should be returned to him because his foundation provided the money. I suspect there will be a fight over that, Rittenhouse's current attorney Mike Richards said, according to the Kenosha News. How many reporters do you think they have at the Kenosha News? John Pierce is the person who posted the bond. All that money was raised on his behalf, on behalf of Kyle, Lynn Wood, and Fight Back. There was $500,000, I think, that came directly from Kyle's mother, Wendy Rittenhouse, from money she raised. So a lot of people raised money, and now they're all saying they all want it back. But I'll bet you Mike Lindell put up most of the money, and he deserves most of the money just because he's Mike Lindell. And I'll bet you he even gave the Rittenhouse kid free pillows and blankets to be comfortable in jail. And that's what you want, a friend who gets you comfortable in jail in addition to putting up money. And that's what Mike Lindell did. Mike Lindell, did you hear that offer they're making on my show? That pillow is usually $69.99, that one pillow. And now it's $19.99. That means every single person you have on your Christmas list can get a MyPillow pillow. Every single person. You go to MyPillow.com, click the center square radio offers, and there it is, $19.99 just by putting in my name. I love that company. It's the best company. You're working the third shift. You're going into the third shift. Well, guess what? You have a challenge.
Just when most Americans are getting their normal sleep, 21 million others, like nurse Paula Asher, are working nights.
I average maybe 4 hours a day. And even on my nights off, I average maybe 3.5-4 hours sleep. So I'm always tired.
Asher works at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, where new research provides further evidence of how harmful shift work can be. Scientists put 21 healthy volunteers in the sleep lab for 3 weeks. By changing lights irregularly and taking away clocks and other clues about time, they altered the subject's normal body clocks. Within just a few days, when the volunteers ate, their bodies responded differently to the food with dangerous effects.
Glucose levels went much higher and stayed that way for several hours. This was because of decreased insulin release from the pancreas. And together, these reflect an increased risk of diabetes.
Several studies have shown that shift workers are at higher risk for type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and other problems. But this study is one of the first to show exactly how the body is harmed.
The diabetes risk was so great that 3 of the healthy subjects in the study became pre-diabetic during the experiment. 9 days after returning to a regular sleep-wake cycle, their metabolism became normal again.
The researchers advise that when possible, shift workers try to eat when their body clocks are not out of whack. But Paula Asher and her coworkers know how difficult that can be.
It's busy, so we don't go on regular meal breaks.
When you're at work, you just kind of snack when you get a free minute.
You tend to eat more junk.
The shift workers say there is seldom a time when they feel their body clocks are normal, because mostly they feel exhausted.
Do you mostly feel exhausted working the third shift, the late shift? You mostly feel exhausted? 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. We are live. And that means you and I get to talk. I have never had that phenomenon of always feeling exhausted, because before I went on a late shift, before I went on a third shift, I'll tell you what I did. First, I doubled the amount of water I drank. Nothing helps your body adjust to anything than more water. We are water-based animals. But also, I gave myself a week before I had to work where I could just adjust my body. I didn't go from, you know, an 8-hour day during daylight to an overnight shift in a day. You'll never recover that way. You will never get normal. But a week gives you enough time to adjust, and you adjust it an hour at a time. That's what my experience has been. And eat protein. Eat the freaking protein. Because the fastest way to solve the hunger is with simple carbohydrates. And simple carbohydrates will make you fat. and stupid. I'm Walter M. Sterling. I love being with you. Don't we have a good time? I mean, we really have a good time. This is a very unusual radio show. We're not screaming at the Democrats. This is the only show on this station that doesn't scream at the Democrats. Somehow or another, we've managed to stay on this station for about 6 years. This is Sterling on Sunday. I take it with me. Even if my wife says she doesn't want to know anything about the shenanigans I do on the road, she accepts this fact. I take my pillow with me because I am not going to put my head on a pillow in a sleazy hotel, which is all I can afford these days. But I can afford a MyPillow pillow. They're now $19.99, $20 for you, the Sterling on Sunday listener, and only for you. I said, you want to be on my show? You got to give my listener a special deal. And it's $19.99 for a MyPillow brand pillow. Call 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. You will never forget that phone number. You won't be able to get it out of your head like a Bobby Sherman song. 800-844-0876. A MyPillow brand pillow for $19.99.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
A chocolate chip cookie that you eat and boom, you relax. A brownie that you eat and wow, you can take it easy. These are products made with CBD. That's the extract from the marijuana plant. It's infused into these beautiful baked goods. And you sit there and you enjoy them and you relax. Get them at GetSomeClarity.com. That's the name of the company you want to get your CBD products from. These are homemade baked goods and teas and powders that will help you relax. But they're homemade by Get Some Clarity. And the website is GetSomeClarity.com. Put in my name, Walter. The prices go down. You get a great discount. I can't believe how beautiful the packaging is. They really thought about this. The packaging is awesome. The company is GetSomeClarity.com.
It's fight season on DAZN as Teofimo Lopez faces George Kambosos Jr. in an eagerly anticipated World Lightweight Championship fight in New York on Saturday, November 27th. It's finally happening after multiple delays, but where there's a will, there's a war. American Lopez is the unified lightweight champion of the world, and a win for Australian Kambosos would put him on top of the division's throne. Stream the fight live only on DAZN. Download the DAZN app or visit DAZN.com.
Choosing where to eat this week should be as easy as choosing what to listen to. Download the Seated app, and you can explore restaurants across NYC and earn rewards for dining out at restaurants like Seymour's and Boqueria. Make restaurant reservations or order takeout with the Seated app, and you'll get up to 30% back in rewards you can spend on Amazon, Starbucks, Uber, and more. Download the Seated app today and get an extra $10 back on your first meal. Download the Seated app today and get an extra $10 back on your first meal.
Tried Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema? It can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah. Row your boat. Yeah.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation.
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well defined. Prescription Eucrisa is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about steroid-free Eucrisa.
Sterling on Sunday.
Sunday is treat day.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowicz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter, let me tell you a great story I'm working on. So I'd like to talk to you a little bit about carnies. We've all been to the county fair or roadside carnival. Clowns, confetti, cotton candy. These fly-by-night traveling road shows are here today and gone tomorrow. For the most part, the food is terrible, the rides are dangerous, and the alluring games of chance are rigged like the stock market. Missing fingers, fortune-telling gypsies, and a two-headed calf all make for a well-deserved break from reality. It's fairly obvious by the outward appearance of these miscreants that anything goes, including your safety. Because of this, it's not uncommon for these traveling shows to run afoul of the law, often leaving town under the cover of darkness. With all that equipment, you're going to need a fleet of reliable trucks to pick up and go at a moment's notice. But these cash-strapped, low-budget venues don't have the money to come up with an armada of expensive trucks. So leasing usually is the way to go. But why lease when you can own your own stolen U-Haul truck? With little or no money down and the promise of returning the truck the following day, it's a wonder the truck rental companies are still in business. So what I used to do is, back in the day when I was an auto crime detective, I would go to these carnivals and pop-up festivals with my partner. We'd park our car and just start walking around, grab some cotton candy, and start writing down license plate numbers and box truck numbers of the U-Haul trucks. We'd go back to the office, we'd run them, we'd find out that they were stolen, we would talk to the rental car companies and find out where they were rented from, who rented them, etc., and then we'd go back and arrest them. The thing is, you didn't want to grab one of these guys when they had the truck loaded with carnival games and stuffed animals and equipment, because that becomes a nightmare with all the property inside the truck. You have to voucher it, and nobody wants to hear it. So there was a detective in my office who figured he was going to piggyback on my operation, and he went out and he arrested one of these guys driving one of these stolen U-Hauls, but inside was about 300 plastic bags, 50-gallon bags filled with stuffed animals. So we wound up having to voucher it and leaving it up on our office. So when my lieutenant came back from vacation, he found the office filled with stuffed animals. He said, listen, next time any of you guys grab a U-Haul truck, it had better be empty. So that's a story from my new book, NYPD Law and Disorder.
One of the great traditions of Thanksgiving week is Ultimate Frisbee. In Maplewood, South Orange, New Jersey, at Columbia High School, that's where Ultimate Frisbee was invented. It was invented by a group of kids who cut gym, kids who hated to do athletic things. I was one of those kids. The team leader was a man named Joel Silver. Joel has gone on to be a big Hollywood producer. He produced the Matrix series and Lethal Weapon and big adventure movies. Very successful producer. Roger Rabbit, he's that guy. Joel Silver. Well, Joel was the captain of the Ultimate Frisbee team at Columbia High School. And you might think that these were jocks, highly motivated kids, because now if you see Ultimate Frisbee played in tournaments, these guys are insane. They're pushing to get it into the Olympics. They're running up land speed records to play this game. It's a very complex game now, Ultimate Frisbee, on college campuses and in professional sports around the country. But that's not how it started. It started with 20, 30 kids like me who did whatever we could do to cut gym. We were the opposite of athletic. We had no interest in athletics, and therefore the original rules of Ultimate Frisbee were pretty much country club rules. It went like this. We played until we were tired, and then the game was over. And one of the rules was that nobody can touch anybody. It was a no-touch game. There was no tackling. Nobody could get hurt. Getting hurt was not okay. So we did everything to not get hurt. That was part of the gestalt of the game. And dogs could play. If a dog was there and a dog would catch the frisbee, that was fine. It was a co-ed sport. It has since devolved into being not a co-ed sport. But for the first 10 years, it was a co-ed sport in Maplewood, South Orange, New Jersey, and the surrounding community, because other kids in other high schools quickly saw that they wanted to be a part of this. They knew that this was cool to be able to play a sport in competition, and it was co-ed, where I'd finally get to talk to girls. That was good. It was found in the parking lot. Let's see, was it a bank? Was it a Maplewood Bank and Trust parking lot by the railroad tracks? And we play it on Friday nights. till about midnight, and that was it. It was no more organized than that. And if you saw the original footage of us playing it, which is available online, we were very disorganized, and we were not very good at our own game. 2 years later, the videos got much slicker, much more professional, and my brother-in-law, Patrick, met his wife playing Ultimate Frisbee. He got hurt. His spleen got hurt, and she nursed him back to health. She got on the medevac helicopter and went back to, with him to the hospital, and he was done. So not only did he get his spleen fixed, he got a wife in that helicopter ride. They knew each other 8 or 9 minutes. That was it, the great romance of Ultimate Frisbee. But it was a great sport because nobody got hurt. You didn't touch anybody. You didn't tackle anybody. And the scoring was based on when you're tired and you're done, you go home. That was it. That's my kind of sport. The opposite of football. Not my kind of sport. What happened today in football? Oh, the Browns won and Trevor Lawrence lost. Tragic for me. Trevor Lawrence lost. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. I am so blessed working with some of the people I do, like James Montague, Dave Scalish, Frank Canal, James Copeland, Randy Thomas. Randy Thomas is the greatest female voice actor in America. When you hear the usual edition, that's Randy Thomas. But gee, the rest of the time she does things like voice the Oscars, the Emmys, the MTV Music Awards, the Kennedy Center Honors, and then she does the usual edition for Sterling on Sunday. How did that happen? I have no idea. She called me up one day, pretty much said, you want me to do anything? We're not old buddies. We're not old pals. But she did it, and she does it every week, and I thank you. And Charlie Van Dyke, the man who says, Eyewitness News. This is Eyewitness News. At the big TV stations across America, he does all of that big voice work for us. And Charles Van Zandt, thank you for the usual edition stuff. And who else we got? Dr. Dave Iser, a real meteorologist who is on WLS-TV. He does our weather. All of these people are part of the show. And James Parker with Florida Stories. How incredible is that? You don't hear this stuff at 1 in the morning on other radio stations. Only on this radio station is smart enough to say, we're going to take Sterling on Sunday, even though it's not a popular choice among radio people. Even though Walter doesn't scream at the Democrats, we love it. Dave Labrosi, welcome to KDKA. He loves it. And it's on KXNT, KMOX. Thank you, Steve Moore. Thank you for airing the show. Because, you know, in radio, people pay attention to what KMOX does. And he added another hour a couple months ago, so that it's a full 3 hours on KMOX. And Greg Stocker, thank you for having us on WPHT. And David Yagdaroff makes it all possible. I hope I have thanked everybody. I hope I have thanked everybody because I enjoy doing this show. I hope you enjoy doing this show with me. If you want to stay in touch, it's WalterMSterling@gmail, WalterMSterling@gmail. And I have a website, and I hope you go to the website, Walter Sterling Show. Now what I'd like you to do is take out your camera, which is your iPhone, your overpriced iPhone, and take a snap of whatever you're looking at. Take a Sterling snap. Take a picture and email it to me, WalterMSterling@gmail. I will post it on Instagram probably Tuesday. I'm going to take a 9-hour drive tomorrow, which is my version of a nightmare. Please remember that the greatest gift you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.